some vacation stories from Giorgio.
Yeah, nothing really exotic. We didn't go to any sort of locale that we've never been before, but I had an awesome vacation. As I've told anyone who's asked, it's been very restful, got a lot of sleep, but also had just a lot of good time to visit with friends and close family members. As you get older, you cherish those times more. And we started the vacation way back in June on my birthday. And right after my birthday is my sister's birthday on July 1st. My dad's birthday, as we were growing up, was July 4th. So we always had that group of birthdays in late June and early July. My brother was June 19th. So sometimes my mom would just do, you know, like a cake for three of us. But she was always so sweet that we all had different likes in cake. But as time went by, I fell in line with my dad and my sister, and we would usually share a cake. And it was my mom's German chocolate cake. You guys have a recipe that's been passed down through generations that's a go-to, a casserole or a cake. And in our case, it's my mom's German chocolate, which I'm told by people who cook is really difficult to get just right. My sister made it this year, and it turned out just terrific. It's because if you gave me a choice even at a store, there's, say, four or five different kinds of cake, and there's German chocolate, I don't know that I would choose it. But if it was my mom's recipe, it's the greatest cake in the world.
What's the difference in chocolate cake and German chocolate cake?
Germans, they like to put the coconut and butter on there,
mm-hmm.
more than just, you know, chocolate cake and chocolate
icing.
It's a
little bit more of an intimidating cake.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's more intimidating. It's maybe a little more complicated. At least my mom's recipe is. But, wow, it is so incredibly good. And that's one, along with the, I guess everyone has a King Ranch casserole recipe that gets passed down, at least in Texas we do. Those are the two, but yeah, I had a great birthday celebration, not only with the most awesome German chocolate cake ever made, but got to see all three of my boys, all three of my sons came up and spent some time with us, and all of their spouses or girlfriends. One of my daughter-in-laws wasn't able to make it, but got to see her later because we also went to Austin to see them as well, so I got to spend a lot of time around my kids, and it's kind of crazy that all three of them now live in Austin, and I would prefer them to live here, but that's the one good thing about it. We can take one trip and get to see all three, and that was part of our vacation as well. We spent some time in Austin, and we stayed at the awesome Barton Creek, where there were a lot of P1s who stayed at that same hotel. Got to say hey to a bunch of P1s, not only there, but at the wine store in Graham. Max, who is a waiter at Old West in Denton, had breakfast with my brother the other day and got to meet him, big P1, and saw a number of them out at Possum Kingdom. Spent a lot of time at the lake. I would say, what did I do most in my vacation? Floating in the water, I would say I spent most of my time in vacation.
Okay, face down?
No.
Okay.
No. Dunhams don't do that. We're amazing swimmers.
Uh-huh. You're aquatic creatures.
Yes, we are. But yeah, man, the healing waters of Possum Kingdom are so magical and felt so good on the days where it was 102. Man, we've hit a cool stretch here these past couple of days. This is amazing weather for July. It really wasn't that hot during our vacation, but it was upper 90s and low 100s, and it was great. I would say I spent a lot of my time doing that, caught a few fish, and just spent some really quality lake time and quality time on the boat. That's my favorite thing to do.
Catch any sharks?
No sharks. That is a saltwater creature that does not inhabit Possum Kingdom.
Okay.
I have heard a lot of reports of alligators lately because of all the rain we've had and just unusual spots.
Well, did we just have a spotting of the whatever that gator that's up by you. I thought they saw it again.
I didn't hear that.
I think they did.
Well, there was one in Coppell.
Yeah.
I heard while we were on vacation. That was pretty unusual. I lived in Coppell for 20 years and never saw a gator, but apparently they've got one. The guy I'm about to talk about who had a great day of music with, Cody Jinks, he lives up in Montague County, and he's got a stock pond. And
stocked with gators?
It's not stocked with gators, but he had one, and he had animal control come out and get him, and they've relocated the gator.
I guess that's when you hear them drive halfway around the block and then you hear a lone gunshot.
Muffled gunshot. Maybe that's how they relocated him. But anyway, we had Cody on the last week we were on the air, and he was putting together a benefit concert in St. Joe for victims of the tornadoes that rolled through Montague County and Cook County. He raised a lot of money in, I think it was July 14th when he did his concert in St. Joe. Leading up to that, he was nice enough to come down to my hometown of Bartonville, and we played the Bartonville store, and I brought our fiddle player from the Bird Dogs, Reggie Roofer, who I haven't talked enough about through the years. We say, oh yeah, we have Reggie Roofer playing with us. I've really, in the last couple of months, come to appreciate just how great Reggie is. He stole the day that day when we played at the Bartonville store. Cody was awesome in that setting. This is a guy who plays Red Rocks. He played MetLife Stadium 5 days later with Luke Combs. He's playing these big arenas and big stadiums, but as he said, he likes coming back and playing venues like the Bartonville store, which is where he got his start. And it was packed with 100, 110 people that day. And through the generosity of a lot of these people were my friends, the Bartonville store, and folks that I knew around town, they contributed with what they paid to get in that day. But we raised $11,000 to give to Cody to take up to Montague and Cook County.
That's great.
For his tornado relief concert. But just listening to Cody and Reggie, here's a little bit of what that sounded like at the Bartonville store a couple of weeks ago.
No, I ain't just talking Nashville. You know what I mean? They don't write about me. Their magazines, I don't ask for your reviews on the songs that never had a lot of friends, and I'm all right by that. The people keep on coming back, raising hell with the hippies and the cowboys. They don't care about no trains, they don't care about songs instead. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be gone.
I heard from somebody in the crowd that was there that day and said, named off all these big acts that he had seen. He said that was his favorite musical presentation he'd ever been to. I don't think it had anything to do with me, but hearing Cody and Reggie in that setting was absolutely beautiful. And we did a really beautiful thing, too, in raising over $11,000. And it was really cool for Cody to come down unannounced. It was word of mouth, and it was just a pop-up show we did, and he was nice enough to do that, and that was certainly one of the biggest thrills I've had in getting to play music. All right, I haven't watched, as we've said, we've been pretty unplugged, and that is from daily events and of news or sports, and I really didn't spend too much time watching TV, any shows or movies. Did watch a couple of things. We'll talk about this later in the week because it does relate to the Cowboys. I highly recommend Off-Season Hard Knocks with the Giants.
Okay.
Really good stuff of behind-the-scenes front office talk about how to handle free agency in the draft. It's really, really good.
They're going to put it together this year?
I don't know.
Watch out for those Giants.
I don't know, but you know what? I'll take their front office and coaching staff over the Cowboys.
Okay.
It looks like they've at least got a plan. Now, it may not work, but yeah, I really like Daboll, and I like their GM, and it's a really, really good show and really interesting behind the scenes of what's going on with the New York Giants. Have you watched receivers yet?
No.
Really good.
Is CD one of them?
No.
Okay. Who is it? Let's Justin see. Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. And I've just seen the first episode, so with, but I've seen enough to see Debo.
Oh, yeah.
Who's my, I think the NFL's most interesting player. And when you throw in him off the field, Tyreek Hill, too, right?
Devontae Adams, you mentioned Adams, Jefferson, yeah. George Kittle, Debo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's another really interesting story of his upbringing, and yeah, highly recommend. Really good. And then my youngest son got me started on this show. I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. And I didn't want to burden Gordo during our vacation, but I wanted to text or reach out to him. This is another one of those shows that I swear he's involved with somehow. First of all, Tim Robinson, I've never seen anything like him. He is the most unusual.
He looks funny.
Actor. He looks funny. He acts really just crazy. And these are short skits, some of them 2 or 3 minutes that really don't have too much of a point outside of there's about 4 or 5 people that have to put up with a very odd behavior of Tim Robinson in a work environment, at a home environment. How much of this have you watched, Gordo?
I've watched probably 6 or 7 episodes.
Okay.
And it's really funny. It's
about
really awkward,
you need to watch
very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah.
You know who put me on to this was our Hollywood friends, Dax and Kristen. They texted me. They saw this like really early on and said, "This reminds us of you." So they said the same thing you said.
Yeah. And I would think this would be right up your alley because I've never seen more uncomfortable scenes
so
with how someone will act in public. The one where he goes to the drive-thru and tries to pay it forward, and then he floors it and drives around and tries to get back to place a huge order for the person back behind him.
That was his scheme to try to get it to make good, to make out on his deal.
And he's 47 burritos, and he orders, and he tries to cut that woman off. Just, "I'm doing something here!" Well, he just screams at people. I've never seen anything quite like this. And I bet it makes sense for your Hollywood friends, too, because it doesn't follow any sort of formula outside
of... Yeah, it's just a series of sketches. It's great.
The
synopsis, I think you should leave.
The synopsis is really funny. It says, many of the sketches revolve around someone making an embarrassing mistake in a social or professional setting, then refusing to admit to it, and instead stubbornly attempting to convince everyone that they're right and the people around them are wrong.
Yes. Right, yeah. Yes. That's what he does, including trying to drive off from that scene, going over the concrete parking, whatever you call those things.
Curb?
Yeah, curb, I guess, for, you know, that you see in parking lots. Yeah, it is bizarre. What a bizarre show that is.
What's it
so
on?
Your kids are getting into it, huh?
Yeah, they're way into it. I think that's Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
That's Netflix. This next one's Apple. Have you reviewed Presumed Innocent yet?
No, but it's on the list to watch.
Wow.
Good?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, who's excellent in it, and... Yeah, it's right on the line for me because some of it's really graphic, but I think the last release of at least this season, I don't know if they're going more than one season, is this week. I think maybe Wednesday. So I didn't watch much, but between Hard Knocks, Receivers, I Think You Should Leave, and Presumed Innocent, I was really entertained. It was, I'm going to say quality.
Okay.
I'm going to say quality TV viewing while I was on vacation.